good morning, everyone. Today, I'd like to start off by asking a few what-if questions. What if? Let's start off with a couple of fun questions here. Well, the first one's kind of fun, maybe, maybe not. Maybe it's actually a horrible one. But anyways, the first question is this. What if the wheel was never invented? Such a simple, basic invention that would have, man, that would have a huge impact on everything if the wheel was an invention, invented. How would we have gotten to church today? Maybe we'd still have horses, I don't know. How would we get to work tomorrow? How would farmers get their work done? I mean, so many of their tools, they have wheels on them. Don, you have a question. What would truck drivers do? Would we even have trains, Don? Don loves trains. How would the transportation industry change? What machines wouldn't exist if the wheel never existed? Man, that would be pretty sad. Let me ask another what-if question. What if Hitler never rose to power? What if Hitler never rose to power? Would World War II have been totally avoided? I don't know. Would millions of people have been saved? What contributions to society did we lose from those who passed away from the war, and perhaps those who weren't born because of those who passed away in the war? What would our world look like if Hitler never rose to power? What if? Today I want to ask a question that's exponentially more important than the invention of the wheel or Hitler's rise to power. I want to ask this question. What if Jesus never came? What if Jesus never came? Christmas is a special time of the year where we remember the birth of our Savior Jesus as he entered our world. But I want you to imagine for a moment that the first Christmas never took place, that Jesus never came, and that there was never a plan for Jesus to come. What if? What would that world look like? Would our world look any different? Would it really matter? Would it really be that big of a deal if Jesus never came? Well, we're going to take some time to consider these questions today. And so our Christmas message today is a little bit backwards, and so is our service, as Steve mentioned earlier on today. We're going to do the message at the beginning rather than at the end, and we'll do some singing later. But again, the message today is entitled, What If Jesus Never Came? And although there are millions of implications we could talk about, I put together a list of 11 implications if Jesus never came. And by the way, you should know that this message came to me about almost 2 weeks ago. I was sick in bed with the plague, and it was about midnight or 1 in the morning. I just tossing and turning between chills and night sweats, and this came to me. And so I just couldn't sleep, so I decided to grab my phone and put all these notes down. And anyways, as I've been continuing to develop this message, I feel this message is from the Lord. It's just an interesting, thought-provoking question. What if Jesus never came? The backwards Christmas message. Here we go. What if Jesus never came? Number one of 11. The first implication would be, well, there would be no Christmas. Sorry for those of you who just love celebrating Christmas. Christmas would be canceled for good. There would be no decorations. There would be no lights. There would be no Christmas specialty foods. For me, that would be the worst. That'd be sad. There would be no Christmas music. Now, to be quite honest, some music on the Christian—not the Christian radio station. Well, actually, yeah. There's some music that just drives me crazy, on the secular stations, and there's just some cheesy Christmas music. So that wouldn't be so bad. But there's some great music out there. Anyways, there'd be no Christmas gatherings, no gift giving, no anticipation, no childhood Christmas memories. There'd be no Christmas movies. There'd be no Christmas parties and no celebrations of any kind. And we'd probably carry on as if it was a normal work day. If Jesus never came, there would never have been a first Christmas, or any Christmas for that matter. It just simply wouldn't exist. If Jesus didn't come, we wouldn't be wishing anyone a Merry Christmas, because there wouldn't be Christmas. But let's go a little bit deeper. Would that be the only implication? There'd be a lot more that'd be lost. Let's go to point number two, implication number two. If Jesus never came, well, Jesus, he wouldn't be able to empathize with us. Hebrews 4 says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin." You know, one of the beautiful truths about Jesus coming to earth is that he became human. He took on flesh. He became like us. He experienced the same temptations and challenges that we experience in life, which means he understands us. The New Living Translation says that Jesus understands our weaknesses. That's a big deal. You know, it's very interesting the camaraderie that can develop among strangers who have shared experiences. For example, you put two war veterans in the same room. They don't know each other. But once they find out that they're both war veterans, they might start swapping stories of the past and develop this immediate trust among each other, even though they don't know each other, because they have that shared experiences. Or you put two parents in a room who have never met before, they're strangers, and they hear that the other person has the same amount of kids that they do, perhaps around the same age, and what do you know? There's this immediate connection, there's this immediate understanding, and perhaps even sympathy with what the other parent has to go through. Or even two buddies who may have been married to their wives for a long time. They would get it if their buddy turned to them and said, "You know what, man? My wife did not think my genius plan was such a good idea." And nothing more would need to be said. They would understand. They would sympathize with each other. I got a picture here of our dog. And my wife posted this picture of her pregnant dog on Facebook with a caption that read this: "I understand, Willow. I understand." She sympathizes with our dog because she has been pregnant too. She understands. This is part of the beauty of Jesus coming to earth so that he could become like us, so that he could truly empathize and sympathize and understand what we're going through, so that he could relate to us. If Jesus never came, we couldn't be confident that Jesus could truly empathize and understand us. We'd be left with this distant, hard, cold, and judgmental God who just couldn't relate to us. You know, one of the most important things we need in relationship is to be understood. We wouldn't have that with God. If Jesus never came, he wouldn't be able to truly empathize and understand us, or at least it would feel that way. What else would happen if Jesus never came? Well, number three, we would question God's love. So we're going a bit deeper here. We wouldn't be able to quote some of the most popular verses in the Bible with confidence. For example, we couldn't quote John 3:16. Let me read that for you. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." If Jesus didn't come, we'd have to edit this verse. We'd have to cross out the phrase, "he gave his one and only Son." Then you'd be left with that verse, of course. You might read, "For God so loved the world that," cross out the rest, "that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." But here's the thing. If God didn't give his Son, then we'd have to take out that first little chunk too, "for God so loved the world," because we don't really know if God loves the world. And then we're left with that second part of that verse. But here's the problem. That verse is a one-package deal. And so if you don't have the first phrase, you don't have the second phrase as well. And so that's all crossed out. And in fact, John 3:16 might say something like this: "We don't know if God loves us, and eternal life is up in the air." I don't know about you, but that verse doesn't produce any confidence in me. That's not a verse that we're going to be displaying at sporting events. "I don't know if God loves us. Eternal life's up in the air. Good luck." That's not the kind of verse you're going to put on a gospel tract. It's not the kind of verse you're going to tattoo on your arm. "Yeah, man, don't know if God loves me." It's not the kind of verse that you want read at a funeral. It's not the kind of verse you're going to put on a tombstone. It's not the kind of verse you're going to frame in your house. In fact, here are some other verses about God's love that wouldn't be true that we would have to cross out. Some very popular verses that we love to quote. Romans 8:28. Cross this one out. "That we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." We don't really know if we can depend on that verse anymore. Rather, this verse might say, "Hey, we don't know if God will work out anything for anyone's good." Philippians 1:6 says, "Being confident in this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." That's a beautiful verse that we got to cross out. Because basically, we could be confident in nothing. The verse might say, being confident in nothing, God won't stick around to help because he couldn't care less. Here's another verse that we love to quote. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Cross it out. This verse might say something along the lines, I don't care about Israel. I don't care about you. Therefore, I've got nothing good to offer you in your future. If Jesus didn't come, you'd have to cross out Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Well, if Jesus never came, that would be a bunch of baloney. Rather, it should say, be afraid, be very afraid, and be discouraged, because I don't care enough to come and help. If Jesus didn't come, we would question God's love. In fact, if Jesus didn't come, the deists would be onto something. They would be correct. And if you don't know what a deist is, they're what they believe. A deist believes that there is a God, a creator, but that he doesn't intervene in this world. In other words, he created the world, but he's now disinterested in the world, and he's leaving it to its own demise. It's kind of like God. He put the world in motion. He gave it a starting spin, and he walked away and said, good luck. In a deist mind, God simply doesn't care about this world. He doesn't love this world. He's like a father who's abandoned his children because he simply doesn't care. And if Jesus didn't come, they would be right in saying God doesn't care for or love anyone or anything in this world. If Jesus didn't come, we could question God's love for us. Well, if Jesus didn't come, and if God doesn't care about us, then there would be, number four, a world without justice. This is a big problem. You might be thinking to yourself, Pastor Ryan, what do you mean there'd be a world without justice? Well, if Jesus didn't come, and if that means God doesn't love us and is disinterested in us, then that would mean that God wouldn't care enough to judge us in the end. Justice is thrown out the window. It means that when God sees the poor being abused and trampled on, he would turn his back and say, well, sucks to be them. I don't care what happens or who wins in the end. I don't care about punishing evil, defending the vulnerable, and rewarding the good. Who cares? Here's a question for you. What would happen to this world if people didn't have this innate sense that God would one day exercise his judgment? For me, that's a very scary question. Personally, there's a lot of bad things that I refrain from doing because I live with this expectation that one day God's going to judge and I don't want to disappoint him. On the other hand, there's a lot of good things I strive to do because I live with this expectation that one day God's going to judge me and I want to please him. But if there's this sense that God will not administer justice in the end, I believe we'd be living in a nightmare. People would be doing whatever is right in their own eyes, and for that matter, they'd be doing whatever is wrong in their own eyes because who cares if you do right or wrong? No one's going to judge you in the end. Any sense of morality would be out the window. People would live as if this world is the only world worth living for. I kind of wonder what philosophies would win the day. Survival of the fittest surely would win the day. Kill or be killed. Rule or be ruled. I believe we'd see an increase of tyrants and dictators. We'd be fighting additional wars on who knows what. What kind of hardships and abuses and evils would prevail without a sense of God's justice? We'd be living in a chaotic nightmare. When we lose a sense of God's justice, we lose a bit of everything. And if Jesus didn't come, and if God doesn't love us, then there would be a world without justice because God simply couldn't care enough. But what else? If Jesus didn't come, number five, if Jesus didn't come, God would be a liar. If Jesus didn't come, God would be a liar. The Bible wouldn't be a book of truth, but a book of lies. And you shouldn't waste your time reading it and applying it to your life. In fact, we'd be missing a giant chunk of the Bible. We wouldn't have the entire New Testament. Because if Jesus didn't come, that means he didn't die on the cross. That means he didn't rise from the dead, which means there would be no reason to write the entire New Testament. So we'd be missing a huge chunk of the Bible. In fact, if you think about it a little more, we'd be missing pieces of the Old Testament, particularly those passages that predict the coming Messiah. Isaiah 7:14 is a popular Christmas verse. It's a prophecy from the Old Testament. You'd have to cross this out. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. So all those verses that predict the coming Messiah, throw them out. In fact, there's many more prophecies in the Old Testament like this that would have to be deleted, both verses and large passages that spoke of Jesus' coming. And in fact, prophetic books, entire prophetic books would have to be deleted. Because they just wouldn't make sense as a whole, because they saw God's promises ultimately being fulfilled in the Messiah. But let's go a step further. The Psalms even spoke about Jesus too. So you'd have to take them out as well. In fact, you'd have to delete Old Testament narratives such as the Exodus events, because it actually foreshadowed Christ's coming and how he would ultimately save people from their slavery to sin. In fact, you would have to delete the entire Old Testament ultimately, because ultimately the Old Testament pointed to and foreshadowed the coming of the Messiah, the Savior, Jesus. Delete it all. If Jesus didn't come, toss the whole Bible out, the old and the new, because it would just be a bunch of lies. Verses like Psalm 117, verse 2 would be a lie. For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Well, that would just be one big, giant, fat lie. If Jesus didn't come, God would be a liar. Let's keep going here. Anyone feel depressed yet? we'll get there. What else? If Jesus didn't come, well, there'd be no Christians, there'd be no churches, there'd be no missionaries, there'd be no ministries. You wouldn't be sitting here in church today. If Jesus didn't come, he wouldn't have any followers. Well, I mean, what's the point? There wouldn't be any church or any ministry workers of any kind. You should find something better to do on a Sunday morning, because church, even if it did exist, would be utterly and completely and thoroughly useless. Church would be a joke. You'd be better off spending your time moving dirt from one pile to another, or watching paint dry, or counting crickets, or trying to catch the wind. You'd find more meaning in doing that than showing up at church. And don't bother giving anything to anyone. You're a sucker if you give. There's no motive or reason for giving. Why give? It doesn't make any sense. And if all that's true, as a result, we wouldn't have many hospitals and universities and schools, because many of these things were started by Christians who wanted to make a difference in this world. Orphanages would be shut down. Ministries like the Salvation Army, who care for the poor, they'd be closed down. Ministries like the Gleaners, who we have supported as a church, who feed the poor, they wouldn't exist. Ministries like International Justice Mission, who provide justice and legal help for the poor and abused around the world, would be shut down. Ministries like Advocate, who speak up for the vulnerable and innocent, wouldn't exist. There's no point. Forget about our partners and missionaries that we send all over the world, people that we've prayed for today. We wouldn't be sending or supporting people like Renee and Anya, who are working to ensure that every child has a home so they aren't left alone to fend for themselves. None of that stuff would exist. There's no point. If Jesus didn't come, none of these things would exist, because they wouldn't have any meaning or purpose. What else? If Jesus didn't come, number 7, our sins would not be dealt with. If Jesus never came, there'd be no gospel. There'd be no Easter. There'd be no death on the cross. There'd be no resurrection of the dead. And our sins would be left undealt with. You know, whether we realize this or not, sin is humanity's greatest problem. Sin is the reason we have sickness, we have strife, we have turmoil, we have wars, and so on and so forth in this world. Sin is our enemy, and if Christ never came, we would still be enslaved to our sin. Our sins would be unforgiven, and we would continue to live in sin with no hope of sin being ultimately dealt with. And if Jesus never came, we would be in bondage to sin forever. That's a problem. Which also means, number eight, that death would have the last word. If Jesus never came, then sin would never be conquered, which means one of the effects of sin, which is death, would win in the end. This means that everyone who says there's nothing after this life but 6 feet under, these people might actually be right. Maybe you just cease to exist. How depressing is that? And the only other alternative is that everyone goes straight to hell. No exceptions. It's either you cease to exist or you go to hell. But pick your poison. Funeral services would be and should be filled with unimaginable and unbearable and overwhelming grief and depression to the point where it should be impossible to carry on with life. Why? Because there's no hope of eternal life. And so all there is after this life is death. And that's the end of the story. Sin and death win. How depressing is that? And so if Jesus never came, sin and death would have the last word. Death would win. If Jesus never came, number nine, we would be forever separated from God. I got to tell you, that really sucks. God is the source of everything that is good. He's the source of everything that's beautiful and magnificent and true. And I can't imagine being separated from God for a moment, never mind eternity. And if Jesus never came, there'd be no way to God because he claimed to be the only way to God. And so if Jesus never came, we would be forever separated from God. If Jesus never came, number 10, there'd be no hope or meaning. Why would he strive to do anything good or right if there is no one to please and no one who cares? Why should we strive to better ourselves, to leave something behind for others, when death is the end for all of us? What benefit is there to rule or even to be ruled? Who cares when both share the same fate? If Jesus never came, God doesn't care, nothing makes sense, death wins, and life has no hope or meaning. If Jesus never came, we'd be living in darkness. And if Jesus never came, there'd be no Christmas. Jesus wouldn't be able to relate to us. God wouldn't love us. There'd be no justice. God would be a liar. There'd be no churches or ministries or missionaries to help those in need. There'd be no gospel. Our sins would not be dealt with. We would be enslaved to sin. Death would win. That'd be the end of the story. We'd be forever separated from God. Life would have no hope or meaning. We'd be living in darkness. Life would be depressing. Our existence would be depressing. Life would be a living hell. Life wouldn't be worth living, and that's the truth. Imagine the darkest place you've ever been in your life, and the only thing that has gotten you through is the tiniest thread of hope. Well, if Jesus didn't come, you wouldn't have hope. You wouldn't even have the tiniest thread of hope. Suicide would actually make logical and practical sense. If death is the end, and if death wins, then why delay the inevitable? Get it over with. Nothing is worth celebrating. If Jesus never came, if Jesus never came, we'd be living in utter darkness under the shadow of death. Sounds depressing, doesn't it? If Jesus never came, this would be our reality. We'd be living in darkness under the shadow of death. So what are we doing here? I want to read to you some life-changing history-shaping, eternity-altering words. These are words found in the New Testament. They're written by Matthew. It's referring to Jesus. And Matthew is quoting an Old Testament passage from the prophet Isaiah, and he's referring to Jesus the Messiah as well. Matthew 4:6. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. He came. He gives us hope. I want to read to you what the gospel writers recorded around Jesus' birth in Luke and in Matthew. It says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will be cause for great joy.'" Let's light another candle. "I bring you good news that will be cause for great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He's the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace." And actually, we'll talk about that peace tomorrow night briefly. "Glory to God in the highest heaven on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." And in Matthew 1, verse 21 to 23, says, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. There's that Isaiah 7:14 verse again. And we don't have to cross that one out. "The virgin will conceive, and the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Which means maybe he loves us after all. Yeah. And it's not a maybe, he does love us. So today we ask the question, what if Jesus didn't come? And we came to a very dark and depressing conclusion. But the truth is that Jesus, he did come. He is the light of the world. Jesus is the hope of the nations. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Jesus is the source of joy. Jesus is love. Amen. Because Jesus came, we no longer live in darkness. Because Jesus came, life has meaning and purpose. Because Jesus came and died and rose again, we've got the best news to share with the world. That death has been defeated. Step aside, death. Yeah. That's not the end of the story. Jesus has won that war. Man, we got this news that we're no longer slaves to sin. We got this news that we're no longer bound to spend an eternity apart from God. Because Jesus came, he gives meaning to our fellowship, to meeting together, to giving in Jesus' name, to caring for the orphan, the downtrodden, and the forgotten. He gives meaning to even blessing our enemy. Because Jesus came, God is not a liar. He is full of truth. He is truth. His word can be trusted. God can be trusted. Because Jesus came, you can believe in him with confidence. You can follow him with confidence. You can put your faith in him with confidence. Because Jesus came, we live in a world of justice and order because we know that God cares enough to judge every right and every wrong. Because Jesus came, we know that God loves us. And if God wouldn't withhold his only son, the most precious gift of all, as a sacrifice for us, why wouldn't he share his riches and glory and blessings with us? No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. Holy smokes. Because Jesus came, he gets us. Because Jesus came, we know he understands us. You know, it's a compliment when we say in our culture that that person, man, is so down to earth. Well, Jesus is the most down to earth person you'll ever meet. Pun intended. Because Jesus came, he understands us and offers us an example to follow. And because Jesus came, we celebrate Christmas. Because Jesus came, we have reason to celebrate Christmas. So go ahead and decorate your house. Go ahead and give to others because God first gave to you. And when you eat your next Christmas cookie, eat it like you've never eaten it before. Eat it with joy and enthusiasm in your heart for what Christ has done for you and for me. Because Jesus came, we have reason to celebrate beyond Christmas. Because Jesus came, we have reason to celebrate all year round. Because Jesus came, we will be celebrating for all of eternity. Let me pray and invite the worship team to come back up. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for giving us reason to celebrate, and not just at Christmas, but beyond the grave and into eternity. Lord, help the truth of this message sink deep into our hearts. Lord, thank you for being the light of the world that brings hope and peace and joy and love. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.